talked to Brother Ron
earlier this week and told him the title of my sermon
and that I was using one verse.
当我跟庄弟兄讲我今天讲到的经文只有一节的时候,
I told him that the title was Five Things That God Cannot Do.
这个今天的讲题是神不能做的五件事。
And then he responded, he said, are you sure that's the title that you want?
那我就问他说,什么?你这个经文跟这个,你讲的题目是神不能做的事,明明是神能够做的事。
And I realized that the verse that you just read from the scriptures also tells us that there's nothing impossible for God.
因为我知道我们今天经文是在神没有难成的事。
But I encourage you this morning, just listen and hang in there. By the time we end, I think you'll agree with me.
我希望你们稍安勿躁，耐心地让我慢慢地细说道来。
When my children were small, I taught them a song.
当我孩子们小的时候，我教他们唱了一个歌。
The song was My God is So Big.
他这个歌的名字叫做我的神是那么伟大。
Maybe you've learned the song, but let me tell you some of the words of the song.
也许你也唱过，那我告诉你那个里面的字是什么。
My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty.
我的神是那么大，那么强壮，是那么有大能。
There is nothing my God cannot do.
对神，对我的神是没有难成的事。
My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty.
我的神是那么样子大，那么样子强壮，那么样子那个无所不能。
There is nothing that God cannot do.
我的神是在他没有难成的事。
He made the trees.
他创造了树木。
He made the seas.
他造了大海。
He made the elephants too.
他造了那大象。
My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty.
我的神是那么样子大，那么样子强壮，那么样子有能力。
There is nothing that my God cannot do.
在神没有一样事情不能做的。
The second verse goes like this.
第二个节是这样子讲。
My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty.
我的神是那么的大，那么的强壮，那么的这个无所不能。
There is nothing that my God cannot do.
这我的神没有一个事情不能做成。
My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty.
我的神是那么样的大，那么样的强壮，那么样子无所不能。
There is nothing that my God cannot do.
在神没有一样事情不能做。
The mountains are His.
这个山是他的。
The rivers are His.
河也是他的。
The stars are His handiwork too.
天上的星星是他的手所创造的那么美好的。
My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty.
我的神是那么的伟大，我的神是这么样的强壮，我的神是无所不能的。
There is nothing that my God cannot do.
在神没有难成的事。
And there is nothing that my God cannot do for you.
而且在神没有一样事情不能做为你做的。
There is a lot of truth in this song, and that's why I wanted you to hear the words.
所以你知道，在这首小歌里面是那么样子真实，我所以让你能够把里面的歌词都念给你们听。
In fact, the passage that you read a few minutes ago says the very same thing from the book of Jeremiah.
所以我们刚刚念的那节圣经也是讲到同样的事情。
There is nothing too difficult for God.
这个在神没有难成的事。
Our God is a big God, and there is nothing He cannot do.
我们的神是一个那么伟大的神，在他没有难成的事情。
But the truth of this is,
但是事实是什么呢？
There are some things that God cannot do.
神仍然有些事情他不能做。
And today I want to look at five of those things with you.
我要跟你们一起来看看那个五样事情。
And my prayer is that when we finish at the end, that I will see you nod your heads in agreement.
所以我希望在我跟你们分享以后，你们就会点头说就是这样子。
The first thing God cannot do, God cannot sin.
第一个事情神不能做的，神 不能够犯罪。
God is pure and God is spotless.
他神是那么的清洁，神是那么没有一点污点的。
There is no stain or blemish in him.
在神没有罪，没有所有那些不完全的地方。
He is holy and righteous, and he cannot sin.
他是神圣而且公义的，在他没有罪。
We're reminded in the book of Leviticus.
在利未记上面告诉我们
，I'm the Lord your God.
我是你的神。
Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am holy.
所以你们要成圣，你们要这个对他来要圣洁，因为神是圣洁的。
The book of Samuel tells us that there is only one holy one like the Lord.
在撒母耳记上面讲说，只有一个是那么神圣的，就是神。
Our God has high expectations of His people.
所以，因为这样子，我们神对我们的人的要求也期望很高。
Because His very nature is sinless.
因为神是从来没有罪的。
Pure and holy.
他是那么样子纯洁，那么样子这个神圣。
Remember, when you're thinking of God, you're not thinking of a mere man.
所以当你想到神的时候，你不能够用你想到人来跟他比较。
God is completely pure and holy.
所以神是那么的纯洁，是那么样的神圣。
And he has never allowed sin to enter his life or to alter his character.
神从来不让罪能够到他里面，而且改变他的性格。
The book of Habakkuk reminds us.
在哈巴谷书上面提醒我们。
Your eyes are too pure to approve evil.
你神的眼睛是那么样子的圣洁，你不会看那些不好的事情。
And that God cannot look upon wickedness with favor.
然后神不会把那邪恶的事情给他任何一点点这个给他的恩典。
Isn't it amazing this morning to be reminded, brothers and sisters, that God does not even like to look on sin?
所以弟兄姐妹，你们看，今天我们想的说，神根本连瞧都不瞧那个罪。
He is pure and he is holy.
所以他是那么的纯洁，他是那么的神圣。
He is sinless.
他是毫无罪的。
So the first thing that we would say that God cannot do today is that he cannot sin.
所以第一个事情神不能做的就是他从来不犯罪。
But the second thing that we would say that God cannot do is that God cannot lie.
第二个是神不会扯谎。
You know that the Bible says there are seven things that God cannot stand.
你记不记得圣经上面说有七件事情神不能够忍受？
And lying is one of them.
这个谎言是中间七样中间的一个。
In fact, the scriptures tell us that because God mentions in one area of the Bible two times that he hates lying.
所以在这个圣经上面，他说神是那么样子恨恶那个谎言，在很多地方有了。
You might want to look up the verses in Proverbs, the sixth chapter, verses 16 through 19, when you get home today, and be reminded of those seven things that God hates.
所以在这个箴言书上提到那个七样的事情，你可以回去查一查。What is the chapter?
Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19.
箴言第六章第十六到十七节。
So let me ask you, brothers and sisters, do you think God himself would lie if he hates lying?
假如神说他是恨恶谎言，你想他会说谎吗？
No way, God does not lie.
不可能的，神永远不说谎的。
I remind you again of what we've already said. God is pure and God is holy.
我们刚刚已经再来提醒大家，神是那么的纯洁，神是那么样子神圣。
He does not have a lying tongue.
他没有一个说谎的。
No false statements comes from his lips.
从来不讲不确实的那些证词。
No deceit is found in his heart.
在他心里面没有。
All that God has said in His Word is true.
所有神所讲的话都是真实的。
His promises you can depend on.
他的允许你可以完完全全依靠的。
Because God always speaks truth.
因为神永远是讲这个真实话的。
Christ did not only speak the truth, He was the truth.
我们的耶稣基督，他不但是所有的都是讲都是真实的话，而且他自己就是那个真理。
Remember the words of John the 14th chapter.
约翰福音第这个十四章。
Where Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life.
耶稣说，我是道路，我是真理，我是生命。
And no one comes to the Father but by me.
没有一个人到神面前不经过我而去的。
Lying then goes against the being of God.
所以这个谎言是完全跟神是相对的。
He says, I am the way.
他说，我是道路。
And the truth and the life.
我是真理，我就是生命。
Therefore, God cannot lie to you.
从这里看起来，神绝对不会对我们说谎的。
We've said that God does not sin, God does not lie.
我们说了，神不会犯罪，神也不会说谎。
Let me suggest the third thing that God cannot do.
这个第三个神不能够做的事情。
God cannot ignore sin.
这个神也不会忽略这个罪恶。
The scripture is very clear about this point.
圣经上写得很清楚。God does not
ignore sin.
神不会忽略任何一个罪。
It bothers him too much.
因为罪实在是使他没有办法忍受。
He does not hide in the closet and ignore sin.
他绝对不会自己关在这个他的那个橱里面，就说啊，把就掩面不看这个罪。
The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews that it's appointed unto man once to die.
这样说，在希伯来书这时候有一个人要死。
But after this, the judgment.
然后死了，人人都要有死，死了有审判。
God cannot undo our sinful deeds.
神没有办法把我们所做的那些罪拿掉。
God cannot unsay our sinful words.
神也没有办法把我们已说出的谎言再收回。
God cannot unthink our sinful thoughts.
神也没有办法使我们不去想那些。 有犯罪的那种思想。
Simply stated, God cannot ignore or sweep our sins under the rug.
所以神不会说忽略我们说，而就是把我们所犯的罪就往这个地毯底下这个扫进去就算了。He
always confronts sin.
他永远就正面来这个正视这个罪。
If you read through the book of Romans, you see many times where that it is referred to.
在罗马书上好多好多次上都讲到这一点。
One of the verses that reminds us of that is Romans 6:23.
罗马书第六章第23节说，
The Bible says the wages of sin is death.
这个罪的工价就是死。
There should be no question in your mind then.
这个在你心里绝对没有毫无疑问的。
Sin will kill you unless it is dealt with.
罪可以杀我们，假如我们不去正面。
God does not ignore our spiritual cancer.
神绝对不会忽略我们属灵的癌症。
But the verse says the wages of sin are death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
这里圣经上跟我们讲说，罪的工价就是死，但是神会给我们永远的生命。
So here is the great truth.
这个是。 最大的真理。
God does not ignore our sin, but God has provided through His Son Jesus Christ a way in which we can be forgiven of our sin.
神不会忽略我们的罪，但是神给我们他的儿子，让我们使得我们的罪可以得到赦免。
Let me give you the fourth thing that God cannot do.
那个第四个神不能做的事情。
God cannot save apart from the sacrifice of Jesus.
Say it again.
God cannot save apart from the sacrifice of Jesus.
哦，神没有办法能够救我们，除了是因为他的儿子的死在十字架上。
You see, God's plan to save you is through His Son, Jesus Christ.
神要救我们是要从他的儿子下来为我们。
Some people believe that God had to come along with a second way in which to forgive us of our sins.
说有些人说哦，那一定有其他的方法能够可以赦免我们的罪。
But that's not true. God had the same plan from beginning to end.
这个是完全不对的，完全神只有一个，就是从头到尾只有一条路可以我们的罪得赦免。
Again, I go back to the verse that we've already mentioned.
让我再提醒我们大家，刚刚的一节经文我给你们讲的。
Where Jesus says, "I am the way."
神说，我就是道路。
The verse makes it very plain, doesn't it?
这一节我就是道路是很清楚地告诉我们，对吗？
There is no salvation outside of Jesus Christ.
除了耶稣基督之外，这就从没有其他的救恩。
God does not ignore sin.
神绝对不会忽视我们的罪。
Sin must be confronted.
我们必须要正面地去对待解决这个罪。
And Jesus became the perfect sacrifice.
然后，耶稣基督就是最大他自己为我们的牺牲。
He gave his life so that we might have life.
他给他的命，把我们的命救回来。
It is impossible for a person to be saved outside of Jesus Christ.
所以，除了耶稣基督之外，就从来不会有其他的方法可以让我们得救。
Yesterday, I was asked to officiate a service for an 18-month-old baby.
昨天我被邀请到为一个十八个月的小孩子去做他的奉献之礼。
As I counseled and comforted the family,
当我跟这个他十八岁孩子的家庭跟他们辅导的时候，
I could only say to them over and over again, Jesus loves you and Jesus loved your son.
我只能跟他一再一再地说，耶稣基督爱你，耶稣基督也爱你的儿子。
My friends, brothers and sisters, you know the words well.
所以弟兄姐妹，你知道这句话。
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
因为神爱世人，甚至将他的独生二子给你们。
That whosoever believeth in Him,
叫一切信他的，
should not perish but have eternal life.
不至灭亡，反得永生。
This morning, my message is not designed to be negative, but it is to remind us that God hates sin, God does not lie, but God has a plan to forgive us and offer us eternal life.
所以神恨恶罪，神不说谎，神不会也忽略这个罪，但是神给我们有一个给我们一条路，可以让我们的罪得赦免。
God's Son, Jesus Christ, is the only plan in which we can have eternal life and forgiveness.
神的儿子耶稣基督是我们唯一的道路，可以得到永生之路而去的。
That brings us to the last point.
然后这个带着我们到第五点。
God cannot save those who refuse to believe.
神没有办法救一个拒绝他的救恩的人。
If there are two verses in the book of Romans that I would encourage you to memorize,
假如在罗马书上有两处圣经我建议你们背的。
Would be Romans the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10.
这个罗马书第十章第九节到第十节这里告诉我们
Your salvation is dependent upon what you do with Jesus.
你的救恩是完全绝对是你跟耶稣基督你怎么样对待他
These verses clearly tell us what we need to do
这几节圣经告诉我们很清楚地告诉我们应该怎么做
First of all, we must confess that we are a sinner
第一个我们要承认我们是罪人
Believe that God raised Jesus from the dead
然后相信神把耶稣基督拯救
And be willing to say to experience God's forgiveness.
然后我们愿意去经历神给我们的救恩，神给我们的赎罪。
And His promise to save you.
然后他的允许是要救我们从罪恶里出来。
This morning, you may all feel that you have become a Christian and know Jesus as your personal Savior.
今天在我们在座，我们很多人都说会想到说，我们已经是基督徒，我们已经信了耶稣，我们已经承认耶稣基督是我们的救主。
And to that end, I rejoice with you.
我为你们所有有这样想法的人，为你们高兴。
But may I say to you, as someone who has been in the ministry for over 50 years,
但是我告诉你，我在这个传道已经五十年了。我跟你讲一个话。
My earnest prayer every time we preach the word of God,
我对每一次在传福音的时候，我最诚挚的祷告是。
Is that people will be confronted with the question, have you invited Jesus to come into your life?
这个很清楚就是说要问每一个人说你有没有邀请耶稣基督到你的心中
Have you confessed that you are a sinner?
你有没有承认你是一个罪人
And that you need his forgiveness?
而且如果你是罪人你有没有说需要耶稣基督的赦罪
Have you put your faith and trust in Him?
然后你有没有把你的信心放在主耶稣基督身上
And if you have,
假如你有的话
then you have this promise.
你就有这个应许
You have become a child of God.
你就是在神变成神的儿子
My dear brothers and sisters, there's nothing more important today.Than to know that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, and that you have been forgiven.
没有一个事情比这个更重要。今天就是说，你已经是被神选了，而且你变成神家里面一份子，成了他的孩子。
And I remind you that God cannot save those who refuse to be saved in believing.
我再来提醒各位，神没有办法做到，如果有人他拒绝神的救恩的人。
There are many people who think if I live a good life and I'm kind to other people and compassionate, then I certainly will have eternal life.
有人说我实在是在一生中呢就在做好事，我都是循规蹈矩去做的。
But I remind you that you cannot get into heaven except through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是那些好事情没有办法把你带到天上去，只有。从耶稣基督才能够带你到天上
and confessing him as Lord and Savior
而且你要承认耶稣基督是你的救主
Let me close with this illustration
让我在这个结束以前
During the presidency of Andrew Jackson
在这个 Andrew Jackson 当总统的时候
George Wilson, a postal clerk
一个 George Wilson 他是一个邮局的一个职员
Robbed a federal payroll from a train and in the process killed a guard.
他在这个把联邦的这个钱想去偷去抢的时候在那个中间他杀死一个人。
The court convicted him of his wrongdoing.
所以那个法院就说他是犯了罪。
And the penalty was that he was to be hung.
那个罪的刑罚就是说他要被吊死
Because of public sentiment towards corporal punishment of that type
所以那个时候大家都对死刑是很大家都很赞成的
They pleaded with Andrew Jackson, the president at that time to intervene and to offer him pardon.
所以他们大家是叫为向那个总统 Andrew Jackson 说，哦，这样子的话，我们在这种情况之下，我们愿意把他的死刑吊死变成减轻。
After some time, the president provided the pardon for George Wilson.
过了一些时候，Andrew Jackson 总统就给他把他的罪赦掉了。
But there was something that happened that shocked the whole world.
但是有些事情发生了，是震惊了整个世界。
George Wilson refused the pardon.
George Wilson, 他说我不要接受你的死罪。
And therefore George Wilson was hung for his sin.
结果 George Wilson 仍然被吊死了。
Pardoned by the highest office in the United States,
这个George Wilson 被全美国最高的政府赦他的罪了。
But the Supreme Court could do nothing but honor.George Wilson's desire, and that was to pay for his sin.
但是 George Wilson 自己不愿意接受这个赦罪，所以最高法院没有办法，只能够按照这个 George Wilson 的意志去做。
You see, my friend, all George Wilson needed to do was accept the pardon.
你知道吗？朋友、弟兄、姐妹们，所有那个犯罪 George Wilson 需要做的，只是说我接受总统的大赦。
And he will have been set free.
然后他就可以就被罪就赦免了。
There's a similarity to the story that I've just told, and it is a truthful story.
所以这个是有相同之点，就是像我们讲到这一个事件和耶稣基督的事情。
Because of what Jesus has done for us in dying on the cross.
因为耶稣基督为我们做这件，他在为我们的罪死在十字架上了。
He has provided a pardon.
他已经给了我们这种赦罪
from our sin,
从我们的罪里面
He has provided forgiveness,
他也让这个所有的赎罪的事情
and he has provided salvation,
他也给了救恩给我们
but the question this morning is,
但是今天的问题是早上的问题是什么呢
have you accepted what he has done for you?
那你到底有没有接受耶稣基督的所有的为你的赦罪所做的那一切的事情呢
That's my prayer for us today.
这是我今天为我们在座的每一个人的一个祷告。
There's nothing impossible for God.
对神来讲，他是没有难成的事。
But indeed there are things that God hates.
但是事实上神是恨
And that God cannot do He does not sin He does not lie
神没有犯罪神不说谎
God can only save us through the shed blood of His Son Jesus Christ
神要救我们只有从他儿子所洒出来为我们所流的血
And we can only have that eternal life when we're leaving and accepting
唯一办法能够得到那个永生的时候是相信主耶稣基督在世界上为我们而死
Brothers and sisters, my question to you this morning
弟兄姐妹今天早上我给你的问题
Have you confessed Jesus as Lord?
你有没有承认耶稣基督是你的救主
And my prayer is that if you have not that you would talk with one of the leaders and let them share with you how you can be sureThat you have been pardoned and that you have salvation and eternal life.
如果你还没有做的话，你可以在我们中间跟有些弟兄姐妹去跟他们去交谈，那差不多他们可以告诉你这个救恩到底是怎么样去得到。
I'm going to close in a prayer, and I'm going to lead you in a simple little prayer.
然后我现在要结束我们今天的交通。然后我用这个带你们做一个祷告。
And if you this morning aren't sure of being pardoned by Jesus, you follow along in this prayer with your heart, and you can ask Him, as I lead you in prayer, to forgive you and to come into your life.
如果你还对耶稣基督为我们的罪而死，所以我们的罪得到赦免还不太清楚的话，你可以跟我们在祷告一起来。我们去在
这
里面让我们祷告
Lord Jesus
我们的主耶稣。
I confess that I'm a sinner.
我承认我们是一个罪人。
And this morning I ask that you forgive me.
在今天早上，我们来请求你来赦免我们。
I confess you as the Lord and Savior who has risen from the dead.
我们承认你是主，是神，你死了又复活了。
Who has paid my price for my sin.
然后你在十字架上为我们的罪付上了代价。
You have pardoned me.
所以你就赦免了我们的罪。
And because I believe with my heart what you said you have done for me,
因为我从心里面相信你所说的为我们所做成的事情。
I know without a shadow of doubt that I'm a member of the family of God.
我就没有一点点怀疑，我们就知道我们是神家里的一份子。
Thank you for your love.
谢谢主你对我们的爱。
Thank you for your forgiveness.
谢谢主对我们的罪的赦免。
And thank you that you're my God.
谢谢主，你是我们的神。
In whom nothing is impossible.
对你来讲，你是没有难成的事。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门。
Okay.